and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the method of correction according to the ancient wisdom of Kabbalah, a method that can improve our life and make the world a better place in general. On our previous shows, Dr. Lightman taught us that the good fortune that a person wants to achieve in life depends on him changing himself, his nature, from a receiving creature to a giving creature. The force that can help us do it is immersed in nature. It's the good force that fulfills the whole of reality, and the way to draw it into our life is through a special kind of work with other people in a Kabbalistic group. So, this is what we're going to scrutinize today. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, we learn that we come to the group in order to correct ourselves, in order to achieve better relations of love and connection, and on our way there, we also discover the opposite in order to correct it. Now, this is something we know from our day-to-day life. These are things that all of us felt, that when there's criticism, there are unpleasant states, when someone's offended and so on, and these things can really burden us, and it's a wonder how much we really don't know how to cope with these things most of the time. Now, I know two approaches that I'll introduce of how to deal with conflicts between people. One approach is, if I'm offended by someone, if I'm hurt by someone, I first of all allow myself to feel that I'm hurt, and then I'll try to share and talk about it and try and find the solution and understand why did it happen and how can we improve our relations. The advantages to this approach is that it doesn't leave things in the dark. Even if it creates a conflict, it can bring us eventually closer. It allows us to connect. Another approach is people that are afraid to be offended or hurt. If something unpleasant happened, I try to ignore it. The main thing is not to reach a state of conflict, of explosion, but stay positive, so to speak, swallow it, and keep on going as if nothing happened. The advantage to this approach is that you avoid explosive situations that are really unpleasant. The disadvantage is that still we feel something unpleasant. It can turn into a grudge. It can distance us from one another, and we lose the intimacy that we were searching from. Now, none of these approaches is perfect, and none of them leads us to the desired result. And today we'd like to hear what happens in a group that studies Kabbalah. We're all people, there are conflicts. How do we correctly cope with these situations in a group, the goal of which is to achieve connection? Meaning, to begin with, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have a goal, a clear goal, which is to reach connection. And so we relate to any conflict that might come our way as an invitation for connection. Meaning, all in all, the thing that surfaces between us are the crimes that we have to cover with love. That the egoistic desire that awakens in each and every one of us, positioning us against each other, both in order to attack and also in order to protect itself, these desires, they're actually correct desires, good desires. We're very happy that they're disclosed, because even if they weren't disclosed, they would have still be hidden inside of us. So we understand that if they're revealed, it means that we can already cope with them correctly. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been disclosed. A group of Kabbalists that studies and advances correctly, everything is revealed in them in the right time. According to the power of the good in the group, the power of evil is revealed in the group. And then we can correct the evil by the good. How? Not by destroying the evil, erasing it, burning it, for it to no longer exist. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that the evil has a no lesser role than the good in our life, and we have to care for the evil the very same way we care for the good, and we have to treat it in an objective, neutral way. That I'm not relating to it as something bad or something good, but my attitude towards them is in the middle. It's called the middle line, where both the good and also the bad are there in order to help me. How do I do that? By positioning them one against the other. Who and who? The good and the bad that's revealed in the relations between the people and the group, among the members of the group. I try to find between them the middle line, the golden path, in which I reveal the Creator, the upper force that consists of both of them equally, in harmony. Okay, in general it sounds really positive and good, but in practice I know that when something unpleasant happens, when I'm hurt or I hurt someone else, it's not that easy to look at things objectively. It means that you're not in the right group, because in the wisdom of Kabbalah, a group to begin with is meant to deal with these things the way I just explained. So what does it mean to look at something like this objectively? It means that it's not me that's scrutinizing the bad and the good now, but it's the upper providence that's opening my eyes in order to see the good things and the bad things. That the good and the bad things towards me, suppose, aren't happening in my friend, but that this is how the upper force is playing with me, so I'll see in him good and bad things in order to come closer to him atop both of them. Come closer to who? To the friend. And in coming closer to the friend, I necessarily have to discover the Creator, who's arranging all of these conditions. Why is it if I see something bad in the friend, it helps me come closer to him? Because I don't see the friend as a friend, but I see him as a display of the Creator, that he is the one doing it, playing with me. Because behind every friend, there's the Creator. There is no one in the world who has any free choice besides choosing the kind of behavior I just mentioned, and that he can act in some way, decide anything, no such thing. It all comes from above, from one upper force. Meaning that in the group, I have to get used to a new attitude, to a completely different way of seeing things. Of course, where I attribute everything that happens to the operating force. Your goal is to discover, to reveal the Creator, so you're given an opportunity to do it. If you're in our group, if you're among ordinary people, then there behave however you wish. It won't help. Okay, suppose something unpleasant happened. I understand that it's not controlled by the person who did it, but that there is a higher intention of the upper force. And in general, if something unpleasant happened to you, it doesn't mean that you see the case correctly. The Creator makes you feel this way. Okay, so what I feel and see now isn't necessarily reality as it is. It's not the true reality at all. It only seems to you this way. As it says, they have eyes, but see not. So how do I start seeing the true reality and not the way I imagine it? When you come out to the right connection with the Creator. Okay, I think that many people understand that when something unpleasant happens between people, then everyone responds subjectively due to his own qualities. We're trying not to do that because it doesn't help. What, to simply argue? Fight? It's not the truth. It's like little kids. to see reality the way it's scrutinized in our corporeal eyes, on the animate level instead of on the human level. So it's not only that I don't understand or see the entire picture, but that there is a higher degree of perception that I have to reach. I'd like to better understand what is that higher degree. If to this day I try to understand why is it happening, how is it happening, why did someone do to me what they did to me, because I want to understand reality the way it really is and not the way it seems to me. So you have to rise above your own feelings, emotions, and to identify the upper force that's above all of these occurrences and operates everything. What is this force? It's the force that organizes and operates the entire reality that we live in. And by making an effort to see that that's the only operating force, that there's nothing else besides this good and benevolent force, and that it does everything that it does in order for us to reveal it, then we come closer to the truth and reveal it. And what happens if someone in the group treats me unfavorably? After I feel that someone, you or Tal, treat me unfavorably, what am I supposed to do? I'm hurt now. You have to cover these things with love. What do you mean? Love covers for all crimes. No, I mean, what does it mean? That you understand that this is how the Creator treats you through the friend in order to develop the quality of love in you. I have to say what you just said to myself? Of course. So I tell myself that this is how the Creator treats me through the friend in order for me to develop within me the quality of love. Yes. Okay, I said that to myself. How is it possible to develop love above all the crimes that are revealed? So it turns out that the Creator hurts me. I didn't do anything, but suddenly someone comes and hurts me, and it's actually the Creator. Sure. So why does he hurt me? In order to awaken in you the quality of love. So I understand that I start from the point where I feel unpleasant because someone treated me unfavorably in the group, and the first thing that I have to do is to set things straight, that it's not the other person that's treating me this way, but it's the Creator operating through him in order for me to develop the quality of love. Right. Okay, what's the next step? That's it. I try to relate to the friend with love. We're talking only inside the group, of course. And then I try to relate to the friend as someone I love that loves me. And I rise above this bad feeling that awakens in me due to his attitude towards me, and every time I try to be better and better towards him. And what do I do with the initial bad feeling that I felt as a result of your attitude towards me? Suppose you're my friend in the group, and I cover it with love. This is called love covers for all crimes. What does it mean to cover? It means that I rise above my bad feeling that I as if feel as a result of my friend's attitude towards me. I try to imagine that behind the friend is the Creator, and he is the one doing everything so that I'll reach him through the friend and will reveal that he is the good that does good. Why the good that does good? Because by awakening the force of evil upon me through the friend, he gives me an opportunity to perceive him as good, and by that he helps me rise above my evil that makes me feel bad to the good that's within me, and this is how he advances me towards him. And I discover that everything that happens in the group, the good things, the bad things, the as if good or bad things, because it's according to how I feel them, the more blurry things, the clear things, everything there is, I discover that it is all done by the Creator. Okay, so suppose you're the friend that I'm in this situation with, and I felt that you're treating me badly. Will I turn to you? Will I tell you something? Or this entire procedure that you've described here, it's only something that I do inside myself. Better to do it inside yourself, with myself, yes. But sometimes we do talk about these things, we scrutinize them together, when we study them together in our sources. What will prevent you from doing that same bad thing again? Because if I don't say anything, I only do the inner work and so on, you might still treat me badly. What will prevent the friend from doing it? Yeah, he'll continue doing the same because no one tells him anything. Right. So what will prevent it? I don't know. It's the Creator's plan. The friend doesn't do anything here. It's the Creator operating through him towards me. Who can or can't prevent it? It's only the Creator. So, I'm only trying to react correctly to none else besides Him, the good that does good. And what the Creator does the next moment with my friend, through Him, it's not my business. I'll get what I'm supposed to get. You said that I'm only trying to respond to none else besides Him, the good that does good. Right. And I see that everything that has to do with the relationship that I have with another person in the group, I see that you're saying that it's not up to the friend, and it doesn't really matter whether he treats you favorably or he doesn't. But you're saying that I should see the operating force behind the friend, which is the Creator. Yeah. So, if I had a bad relationship with you, you're saying, move your partner aside, he's not a part of this. You think that he did this, he did that. It's not him. Behind him, there's a force that operates him, and you have to have the right interaction with it. Right. Okay. So I understand that I'm only trying to respond to none else besides him, the good that does good. No. Okay, what then? And how do I respond? How? My response also comes from the Creator operating within me. And if I respond badly, then it's the Creator operating in me this way. And if I respond in a good way, then it's the Creator operating me in that way. If so, I ask of the Creator, give me the power, the ability to respond correctly to whatever happens, to whatever you evoke against me in the world, in reality, and especially in my group. So, what would be the right response on my behalf towards everything that happens to me? For me to be able to cover all of their attitude towards me with love. Meaning, all the negative things that I feel from people, from the world, doesn't matter. The main thing is that my love towards them will develop more and more all the time. So you have a one-way relationship with reality, meaning regardless what comes your way, you always respond one way, adding love. No, it's not that I do it. I do it together with the Creator. The Creator is behind the friend, and the Creator is behind me, and I'm in between, and I want to discover that there's none else besides Him, in the friend, and also in me, and in reality in general. How am I supposed to depict this force called the Creator so I don't fantasize? There's a good force that brings all parts of reality to connection and love and only. And me, I'm the one trying to reveal this. In any scene in life, not in any scene, there are no scenes, in everything, ceaselessly, all through, in one flow. So I have to enable this to happen, meaning only if I ask for this to happen, it'll happen. You said that I have to ask for the power to be able to relate to these things correctly. Yes. So I do have a very crucial part in the development of things, right? Because I determine. I want to determine that everything that I see in reality, the way I look at my friend, the way I look at myself, that it is all controlled by the Creator, that there is none else besides Him, the good that does good. I have two questions. The one is, if I really identify that now I'm responding poorly, and I understand that it's the Creator that's causing me to behave this way, I have to also accept this? No. Why accept it? Why is he doing it this way? He wants for you to respond to this correctly. Because absorbing all of these unpleasant states and as if not to respond, it's not simple for a person. A person naturally bursts out. And you need a lot of strength to stop your natural instinct and react differently. So, you're saying that this force isn't supposed to come from me, but in order to really be able to do it, it has to come from the request. You only have the ability to choose, to position the Creator as the central force that arranges everything, begins everything, and ends everything, or to say that, no, it's happening in and of itself, nature, humanity, the friend, me, and to carry on this way. And where does a person take the power not to burst out from? Suppose you treated me poorly once, I remembered what you said, that it's not that person that's doing something bad to me, but it's the Creator behind him that wants to advance me this way. Okay, I read it 10 times, I counted to 200, I didn't burst out. Tomorrow, you do the same. Maybe again, I remember. It's not that I'm treating you unfavorably. It's the Creator that's treating you unfavorably. Yeah, but you're Dr. Lightman. I'm not Dr. Lightman. I don't remember this. Suppose somehow I managed to remember it, but the next day, you treat me the same way again. Maybe I'll run out of patience and I'll want to beat you up because it accumulates. Yesterday I said nothing. The day before I said nothing. I did the inner work. But suppose it reaches a state where that's it. I'm about to explode. What then? Or how do I not come to the explosion? I prevent the explosion. For this, there's the group. And how does it help? The group has to all the time be in this feeling, in this intention, in this thought that it's all the Creator playing with us in order to bring us to see the truth. And how will it influence me as an individual in the group that you will also think all the time that this is how you have to react? What, we have to talk about it or what? The group has to create this kind of atmosphere. This is what you're saying? How does it create this kind of atmosphere? By everyone thinking about it. So I'm also included of their thoughts. So suppose that you're my group, this is what you think, and suddenly I feel that I'm weak. I don't have the strength to do it anymore. I succeeded once, twice, but that's it, I'm about to explode. So you have to annul yourself towards us, and then you'll get the power. What is this action? How do I get from you the power that I don't have, the strength that I don't have? These are powers that make me look at reality correctly. So you come to the lessons, to the gatherings of friends, to our different events, to our meals, and then this way, you become included of our correct thoughts. As a friend of mine in the group, I have to tell you that I don't have the strength. No, not really. We touch these things all the time, in general. Yeah, we read articles about it. It's all written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. As if our goal is to reach love between us, connection, what psychology refers to as intimacy. No. Right, so now, when I look at a friend, I see that it's the upper force operating through him or her, and that there's some kind of a puppet or something. Right. Doesn't that cancel our love? I don't know. We're not relating to our emotions, but to the truth. Psychologists look at it in terms of pleasant, unpleasant. We look at it in terms of truth. What do you mean? Because if it's a bitter feeling, but it's a true feeling, so I have to be connected to it, to examine it, and to know what to do with it, and not to shut my eyes and say, no, this is bad. And what is the truth? The truth is only the Creator that reveals Himself fully in all of reality. That's the truth. Can you explain this? That in everything that happens inside of me and around me, in each and every one, and in all of us together, in the whole of reality, whatever I feel that exists, it's only the manifestation of the Creator, the appearance of this one force, one desire. When you're talking about love of others, love of friends, even a parent that loves his child, it's a different kind of love. Yeah, it's love towards the Creator, towards that source, and all the people around me are just his manifestations. They are all in all his emissaries in order to help me reach him. And what about the love that we really need as people, the warm feeling? When through the people we reach love of the Creator, by this we include all the different possible kinds of love, an eternal and perfect love. Meaning it's not something cold or alienated. No. It's the greatest possible feeling. That inside this love, we discover all the kinds of love. And a person that's in this process starts feeling different kinds of love towards his friends. He starts feeling the real, true love. Otherwise, he just feels something that goes and flows and disappears. And also the people around him feel this love coming from him, if they're in the same process. Dr. Lightman, unfortunately our time's up again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.